On this episode, earned versus unearned boobs. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thank you for listening. So one of the effects that I've seen play out with many, many, many men when it comes to porn is that it often leads to a lack of motivation and action. And that plays out in various ways in life, but it also specifically leads to a lack of motivation and action when it comes to women, whether that's going out and dating, it's approaching women, or even being intimate and physical and having sex with a partner that men are already in a relationship with. I've heard from many men who are married and consistently and repeatedly actually either didn't pursue sex with their wife or even actively turned it down because of porn, right? And there's a couple different ways that that kind of, a couple different reasons for that. But an important thing to think about and a really important thing to understand with porn is this concept of sort of earned versus unearned boobs, for lack of a better way of phrasing it, right? For most of the history of humanity, we have had to earn nudity and sexual experiences, right? We earned this through action, through demonstrating to partners that we were desirable, through demonstrating to partners that we were able to provide. And if we think back, I had a couple of interactions with some people that I'm connected with on social media who kind of talked about some of the dumb / silly things they did to impress girls in their teenage years. One mentioned that he jumped a skateboard over 6 people to impress a girl so he could see her boob. So in our younger years, we might do dumb things to try to impress girls, right? To pursue that. And then as the years go on, of course, we do more meaningful things. But that's the way it's always been for the history of, you know, for most of the history of humanity, other than maybe the very initial caveman days where maybe everybody was naked and really sex was more than likely, was probably more by force, right? Men would take the women that they wanted. But for most of the history of humanity, we've had to earn our sort of access to sex and to naked women and to sexual experiences with those women. We had to earn that through our actions, through what we were doing with our life. And one of the fundamental problems with porn is that now we can do it without having to earn it at all, right? Guys can access that with no effort, not needing to take any action. And of course, we know with our conscious mind that porn is not the same as being with a woman, but certainly parts of our brain and our dopamine response and really powerful parts of our brain don't really know the difference, right? When we get that powerful stimulation from porn, it's stimulating parts of our brain in very much a similar way as would be stimulated by seeing a woman naked in person, right? And again, our conscious brain, thinking brain, knows the difference, but parts of our brain really doesn't. And that's a huge problem. And that's really what I think often leads to this phenomenon, I guess, where porn overall is leading men to be lazy, to not be taking action in their life, you know, to spend all day sitting and playing video games and watching porn instead of going out and doing meaningful shit, right? Because we know what a powerful motivator sex is, probably the most powerful motivator. I mean, throughout history, men have gone out and done things and accomplished things and built largely to pursue women, to attract women, to have access to beautiful, attractive, high-value women. It is a huge motivating factor. in the actions that men take and in what we do in our life. So there's a phenomenon, I've used that word twice now, there's a phenomenon with people who win the lottery. If you look at that, if you look at the statistics, people who win the lottery, a huge percentage of them go broke. And it's really kind of the same thing at play. It's about this being earned versus unearned, right? So when we earn something, we go out and take the action required to get it. And that leads to a more positive experience with that thing. It leads to building this foundation where we deserve that thing. When we get things that we don't have to earn, it screws that whole system up. And that's a big part of how porn affects guys, right? It's a big part of what leads to that, you know, lackluster, not going out and achieving, not taking bold action, being lazy kind of attitude. Because when it's so easy to click a button and get that stimulation that for the history of mankind has been such a powerful driving force, well, now if you can access that at the click of a button, what's going to motivate you to go out and take the action that previously that was the motivator for? It's a huge factor. So one of the big benefits of removing porn from our life, which there are many benefits, of course, one of the big benefits is that it helps sort of restore that motivation, because your sexual drive isn't going to go anywhere. You're still going to have that sexual drive. But now, if you remove porn from your life, the way that you're going to be able to access that, the way that you're going to be able to see the boobs, as it were, right, and interact with them, is to go out and take action. It's going to be through what you are being and doing in your life instead of just clicking a button. And I've seen this play out again in so many guys. When they remove porn from their life, all of a sudden they start taking action in their life in various ways, including, and of course, taking action when it comes to dating, taking action when it comes to prioritizing and being involved in the sexual relationship with their own partner. I mean, what a tragedy to be in a relationship and to be not only not prioritizing, but it's sometimes actually ignoring or even actively avoiding having sex with your partner because of what porn has done. And for some of you guys, you might think, that's not going to happen to me. Nonsense. I've seen it. I've lost track of how many times. So many guys that have conveyed to me that they have given up. Maybe not 100% of the time, although that's been the case sometimes too, but had many, many, many times where they have either sort of avoided having sex with their partner or even actively turned it down because of the way that porn affected them. So if you are struggling with overcoming porn addiction, and if you have felt that maybe one of the aspects of how porn has affected you has been a lack of motivation and taking action in various areas of your life, there's very good reasons for that. There's very real reasons for that. So it's very important to us as men and to society that men start earning our boobs again, right? We need to earn that. That's what drives us to do meaningful things in our life. And of course, we have other motivations, right? People are motivated by their kids and by legacy and motivated by wanting to impact the world and serve other people. It's not the only motivation we have, but it's a powerful one. It's a very powerful one. And when we remove that motivation through regular porn usage, it has a big impact, for sure. And then the converse is true as well, right? When we remove porn, now we have that extra motivation. We have that extra motivation to go out and do and be and build and show up to the world in a different way. Because you know that that's how you're going to be able to get access to that, get access to being a sexual being with another person. And again, there's those parts of your brain that, you know, when you're in the porn habit, yeah, the thinking part of your brain might be able to sort of decide to go out and take an action. But if that sort of deeper, you know, primal brain knows that you can just click a button and have all the nudity and sex you want, which again, parts of our brain really don't know the difference between watching it on a screen and actually participating in it. When those deeper, non-really thinking part of your brain, when those parts know that that can be satisfied by just clicking a button, it's going to kind of tell the rest of your brain, we don't really need to go out and do shit. We don't need to go out and, you know, be active, take courageous action, build and grow and pursue. We don't really need to do that. We can just click this button. It's good. So just chill right here, dude. You don't need to go out and do stuff. When you remove that, when you remove the porn and the easy access to that, now that unthinking part of your brain, that deeper monkey brain, I guess, to call it that, is going to go, dude, you got to go out and like make some stuff happen. I want to have sex. I want to access, I want to see the boobs, right? It's going to send that signal in really powerful ways that you're not always going to be consciously aware of, maybe rarely going to be consciously aware of, but it's going to send that signal in really powerful ways that's going to drive you to go out and take more action. So please understand that one of the benefits of removing porn from your life is you will be more motivated. You will start to take more action. You will be more driven. You will start to pursue and build and grow in your life in ways that you weren't when you were hooked on porn. And there's very real reasons for that. So again, so many benefits to giving up porn. Reach out to me if I can help you. This is the vast majority of guys that I work with, not every single one, but the vast majority of guys that I work with one-on-one is about this. It's about overcoming this porn addiction and in so doing, really transforming our lives. Because it absolutely will transform your life. Not only the specifics of actually giving up porn, but the other things that are required to do that. Because if we're going to give up porn, it's not just about, saying, I'm just not going to do that anymore, right? We need to work on our physical health, our mental health, our discipline, these different aspects of our being. So I've seen it over and over again when guys go through what's required to really give up porn on a regular basis, they transform their lives not only through doing those things that are required to give up the porn, but then through the effect of giving up porn itself. So there are really, if porn is in your life, I truly believe there's nothing more important to your future than getting past it. Nothing more important. It will dramatically impact the future of your life. So if I can help you with that, reach out to me. You can schedule a coaching session via the link in the show notes. If you want to talk about ongoing coaching, we can do that on that first session. So just go ahead and schedule a session via the link to the calendar in the show notes. If you have questions or feedback, as always, shoot me a text, 801-742-1439. Sending you guys all my best. Go out, kick ass, keep growing, and we'll talk to you soon.